What's poppin'? What's happening? It's your boy Jeff Devante coming to y'all with another episode of Melanin Theory. excuse me for the solace in my voice. Don't excuse me. Don't excuse me, because this is how I feel. this is how I feel. Today in this episode, I'm going to be talking about disassociation, and it's just been really hitting me hard lately. And it's wild because it actually happens. It doesn't happen every single day, but it happens often enough for me to take notice. And it always happens when I'm at home. So like, I don't know why, but when I wake up in the morning, I wake up and on the days where I really feel it heavy, it almost feels as if like, bro, like everything isn't real. Like it's a whole movie, bro. Or like it's a TV show. You feel me? Like I wake up and I just don't have this feeling of like me waking up. Like I have this feeling. I know I woke up, and I obviously understand that it's like, all right, time to get the day started. But it's almost as if I'm not even feeling myself going through the motions. I'm just like understanding that it's happening, and it just doesn't feel like real life, bro. Like it does not. And it kind of reminds me a lot of, so one of my favorite movies and one of my favorite Jim Carrey movies is The Truman Show. And if you haven't seen The Truman Show, please go watch it, because it's such, in my opinion, chef's kiss. Amazing. It's an amazing film. And you know it's amazing because I said film. But it's an amazing film. And like, it's just, I'm not going to spoil it too much, but I mean, the whole premise is about Jim Carrey and his life, but like his life is actually a TV show. He just don't know it. You feel me? So that's like what the movie is about, but it's just such a great, interesting way on how things happen the way they do. And it almost, like I said, kind of connecting it to myself on those days where that disassociation really hits heavy. That's kind of how it feels. It's like, I understand what's going on because I'm the character, but unlike the character in The Truman Show, like I know that this is reality, but it's almost as if I'm also in on it and know that this is all a TV show. So it just makes me feel so, in a way it also makes me feel sad, but because of that disassociation, like I can't even really feel the sadness. Like I'll be at home and I'd be wanting to do things. Like I'd be wanting to, this music project that I've been working on for 4 years, yo, like 4 years, been working on the same project for various reasons. Things have happened. Lost on my own distraction, December 28th. Go ahead and peep that. Your boy dropping the project. You know what I'm saying? This is a little, I gotta go ahead and plug it, you feel me? But if you haven't, you know what I'm saying, heard the music yet, go ahead and check it out. Link in the bio. You know, but but no, it's like I don't excuse me. It's like I don't feel like doing the things that I know I want to do. The things that normally would make me feel happier, the things that normally would get me kind of in this this zone that I should be, or that I want to be in, that I'm normally in, those things that I want to do to kind of help jumpstart that, I don't even want to do. Like I'll have the project, I'll have the whole DAW sitting in front of me, you know, the I'll have the whole like GarageBand in front of me, ready for me to record, or ready for me to mix it, or ready for me to do something, and I'll just be sitting there staring at it, looking like, okay, I could do this and that, and like I'm gonna have to do this, and it almost seems as if it's a chore, and that bothers me because I'm like, bruh, I love this, is my passion, I love this. It's like, if I'm being honest with you, like, part of me don't even feel like recording this episode. You feel like, and again, it's not because I don't want to, because I do. I love it. I love when I'm able to kind of put myself out there and be transparent and kind of, you know, spark conversations and things of that nature. But for like, there's just part of me that's just like, bro, I don't want to do this, but I need to do it. So I'm like really forcing myself to do it. But and that's just part of that honesty. But it's like, I hate that feeling. I really do. And it's crazy. Like, I know other people go through it too. So I know it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know this isn't, is like, oh, poor me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You just kind of push through it. But it's like, I know other people are going through this, and it also has me curious too, as to like, what is their, like, what are their triggers? What are the things that might, that they disassociate from? Is it feelings? Is it their environment? Is it whatever it is? You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just interesting to know. Like, I always have this thought of like, man, if people who were in this period of disassociation were in the same vicinity, how wild would it be if, like, even though we disassociate from whatever it is we're disassociating from, like, we still can associate with each other in this, like, mental realm space. I don't know. I know that's a very deep thought, but it's just the whole concept to me. The whole concept of disassociation to me is like, is very interesting, but at the same time sucks ass. I don't like it. But that's all I really have for y'all today. I'm gonna go ahead and cut this right now. I appreciate y'all for listening though. For those of y'all that were returning, I appreciate y'all for coming back. For those of y'all this was your first time, thank you for tuning in and tapping in with your boy. My name is Jeff Devante. You already know what it is. Stay awesome, stay positive as much as you can, but it's also okay to not be okay. Understand that. It is okay to not be okay. That doesn't mean to, in my opinion, that doesn't mean that, you know, just sit in it, you know what I'm saying, and don't do anything ever. But like, if you're not feeling okay, that you're human. You are a human being. That happens. So kind of went on a tangent, my bad. But stay awesome, stay positive, stay black. If you're not black, stay you and be dope, please. Much love. Peace.